They'd store it in the ground?
Yes, yes.
Huh. Never heard of that.
Well, there people do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember now what it's called whenever they put it down in the ground. Of course, I guess something is put on it. I don't mm-hmm. know, but I couldn't tell you to save my life how they fixed it, but it was fixed mm-hmm. for feed.
What, you mentioned that you'd milk cows. Have you ever had any small fenced in place where you might keep them overnight? And
we always kept them in a pen during the night. We didn't ever let them go out in the fields through the night. We kept them, we always kept our milk cows in we called it the lot, small pen, and where they could go under the shelter when they wanted to, if we didn't shut them up in a stall where they couldn't get out.
Was this around the barn?
Yes, uh-huh. It was near the barn.
What would people call the place now if it turned the cows out to graze?
Well, that just, through the wintertime, they turn them in the fields, you uh-huh. know, where the corn and different things had been grown. But through the summertime, they just turn, as I said, outside, out uh-huh. on the grazing land, you know, that they could go any place it pleased.
Mm-hmm. What do they have now?
They strictly have a stock law, and now, if we don't keep our cows in a pasture, mm-hmm. in the keep them on the inside of the fence and let them get out, well, we are subject to being arrested for it and stop bothering somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or stop getting out and bother somebody else, but mm-hmm. we can be, the law can pick us up mm-hmm. or make us pay for the mm-hmm. damage that they do. And that's been for several years uh-huh. now that we did have a stock law.
Uh-huh.
And we have to keep water. And used to, we didn't think about ponds and didn't ever have ponds interfere because mm-hmm. we could turn the cattle out and they'd go to the branch or creek, wherever's close by, and get them water. We didn't think about having to have ponds or someplace for them to go in the pasture, mm-hmm. in the field for them to drink.
Have you ever heard of any fenced in thing inside a pasture? Not close to the barn, but just a little small fenced in place in a pasture for keeping cows?
Well, to dry these cows in when you want to put them on a truck.
What I'm thinking of is, have you ever heard of a cow pen or a milk
cow? Yes, cow pen. That usually people would drive cattle in this cow pen where they could load them, where they could get close to them. Uh-huh. Out in the open, they'd run and get so far you never could put them on the truck if you take a notion to sell one or to butcher one at least. Uh-huh. You would have to have it in this pen where you could get a hold of it.
So it's just something you drive it in.
Yes, you drive it in this pen and fasten it up where they couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody that's got a big, several number of cattle have got a pen they can drive them in.
Uh-huh. What other animals did you have on your farm?
Well, we used to have goats, and we always had hogs to make our meat.
Uh-huh. Where'd you keep the hogs?
We kept them in a pasture. For several years, we kept them in the pasture. It used to be like the cattle. We would fence our fields and keep them out of the where we was growing our corn and vegetables. And then when fall come, we'd put them in the fields and let them eat this leftover stuff. Peas, that we always growed a lot of peas in the corn. And peanut, and some people planted peanuts for hogs, and it wasn't anything for people to kill 8 or 10 hogs that weighed 200 or 300 pounds for meat. And we always made our